North Carolina real estate headlines. PropertyChecker.com launches NC Property Records search for deeds, liens, and permits. A new online tool lets users search North Carolina property records to find owner information, purchase history, deeds, tax records, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in NC can quickly verify property details and uncover encumbrances before closings, reducing due diligence risk. Add this resource to your pre-listing and transaction checklist. t/northcarolina.propertychecker.com/ North Carolina real estate headlines. What NC real estate pros should know about average commission rates. A guide breaks down the average North Carolina real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to close a deal. Understanding typical commission structures helps NC agents price their services competitively and communicate value to seller clients. Review the rate breakdown to benchmark your own commission model. https://homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-North-Carolina/ North Carolina real estate headlines. Charlotte commission rates hold at 5.53%. What NC agents should know for 2026. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.53% is the average real estate commission rate in Charlotte. NC real estate professionals can use this benchmark to position their services competitively in the Charlotte market. Review how Charlotte real estate commission works and explore strategies to save on realtor fees at the link below. North Carolina real estate update. See realtor commissions edge below national average in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in North Carolina is 5.53%. Local agents can benchmark their rates against this statewide figure to stay competitive. See the full survey data at the source link. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of NC cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some NC jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period